Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Heartland Rock and Roll, bringing us back there, Mr. Mellencamp. Thanks for hanging out with me. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. So check those out when you get a chance. Diana Furchcott-Roth is our guest, our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, director of economics21.org, an outstanding website that I'm so happy that they've created and are filling with excellent policy content. And she's also senior fellow with Manhattan Institute. Economics21.org, folks, check that out. Diana, thanks again for being here. One of the things you've been covering lately, we're continuing partially the theme of how unions are becoming more aggressive, and as their numbers shrink, they're becoming more aggressive and more when having less honor, I think, in the way that they do their business. But one of the things right now is this huge move to get McDonald's to raise their minimum wage, right?
Yes, they're having strikes, a series of strikes.
And the unions are behind this, aren't they?
Yes, it's these worker centers that are organizing demonstrations that they are calling strikes. That's going to be focused on April 15th because they're choosing the 15th not because it's tax day, but because they want to raise the wage for fast food workers to $15 an hour.
Uh-huh.
Even though in Seattle and Oakland, where the wages are around that amount, restaurants are closing and young people are having trouble finding jobs.
Has there ever been anything that became a bigger lie than minimum wage? Is there ever is there any other political football that's more ridiculous than minimum wage?
No, it is really absurd to think that you can help people by raising the minimum wage. Everybody knows if the minimum wage were $25 an hour or $50 an hour, that would be unsustainable.
Yeah, why don't we just make it $100 an hour? Why don't we just give everybody a raise? It's just monopoly money, Diana, right?
Well, they just say it's money from employers and employers can afford it. So they say, why not make it 15? To which I say, if 15 works, why not make it $25?
Yeah.
$25 is the average wage in the economy. Why is it fair that anyone earns less than average? Let's make it 25. Well, everybody realizes you can't make it 25 because some people will lose jobs. But what they don't realize is there are some people who couldn't find work at $15 an hour.
Right.
Technology will change. Employers hire a different kind of person if they have to pay $15 an hour than if they have to pay
And that person will be operating a different kind of technology, too. See,
right,
this exactly. I remember, Diana, and you do too, back when a minimum wage increase was actually inflationary, because there were enough people making it and it rippled through the economy and it was actually inflationary back in the 70s. But back in those days, businesses didn't have other options. They had to hire people and they had to pay them whatever the rate was. Today, businesses have other options, all the way down to small businesses, don't we?
Yes, and right now only 3% of the working Americans earn minimum wage.
Yeah.
Just 3%. That's because most employers, not out of a regulation, but most employers have to pay people more than minimum wage to keep them. So if my employer offered me minimum wage, I would say thank you, but no thanks, and I'd go work at another think tank.
Mm-hmm. Right,
they have
exactly
to pay me more. That's true of 97% of working Americans right now.
That's the point of minimum wage. Minimum wage was never intended to be a living wage. It was it's an entry-level wage. It's a training wage, isn't it?
Yes, and that's, well, for many people, it's a training wage. And there are other jobs you can just do fine at $7.50 and keep doing them without actually being trained, other than in basic work skills like showing up in time, showing up on time, staying the whole day, being polite to your employer, being dressed right. But minimum wage helps you get in the workforce. It's primarily teens and low-skill workers and part-time workers who want to pick up some quick money.
Right.
I had a minimum wage job. When I was a teenager, I scooped ice cream at Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah.
I never intended to make a career at Baskin-Robbins.
Right, exactly.
That was the job I could get.
It was a pass-through. Well, you know, here's something, Diana, that I never hear other people talk about. And whenever I talk about minimum wage, I always cover it because I'm an employer. I make payroll every Friday. And that is, or every other Friday. And so, here it is. When you raise minimum wage, it doesn't just affect the payroll of those people. It ripples all the way up through the entire organization. Because if a minimum wage is increased by fiat, by government fiat, to raise that bottom person up to the person who trained them at their level now, who that person just got a raise on their own merit, Now they're making the same amount of money as the person they're training. They're going to go to the boss and demand a raise. That ripples all the way up through the system. And so next thing you know, the government deciding to raise minimum wage has affected the entire payroll structure of a company, and without adding 1 ounce of productivity.
Exactly. That's right, because you don't want to be paid the same as someone who's just come in.
Right.
Your wage has to go up, too.
Yeah. But you never hear people talk. You know, I almost never hear people talk about this. This can be devastating to businesses. As you said earlier, it puts people out of business and it puts employees on the street, doesn't it?
It discriminates against the poor because it's the lowest skilled employees who don't get jobs.
And currently,
people who are concerned about inequality should not want an increase in the minimum wage.
And currently, those are the people who have the highest unemployment right now, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah. These are people who have no alternative.
Yeah.
No.
Hold on to that thought. Diana Furscott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. Economics21.org is her website. Check it out. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.